The Art of the Lineage. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Andy Moses is an artist. He is also the son of an artist, and in his professional life has tried to distance his work from his famous Los Angeles dad and make his own place in the art world. He has done a great job of that, leaving LA and finding his path in painting with color and curved canvas and lines. The younger Moses has some of his work on view at the Pete and Susan Barrett Art Gallery at Santa Monica College. Hunter Drohojewska-Philip is here with Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
For complete disclosure here, this radio station is also on the campus of Santa Monica College. I got to say, Hunter, I grew up in the shadow of my dad in the restaurant business early on, but decided that radio would be my way. How did Andy Moses find his way?
Well, I call it a double curse. I mean, here he is, the son of this very well-known artist in Los Angeles, but he wants to be an artist himself. How does he do that? Well, he went to CalArts, of course, where many great artists have gone to study, but that curriculum is very conceptual in nature. Then he moved to New York City, and he made a body of work that was maybe quite a bit different from anything that would have been thought to be influenced by his father, who's always had Ed Moses, who's always had kind of an expressionist aspect to the way he makes work and a kind of spontaneous way of working as well.
Let's talk about Andy's body of work. His painting canvases are oddly shaped. They're concave, right? And they resemble to me what's on the canvas, something that you'd see, say, in a desert sky. These colors, these immense colors.
Absolutely right. But he only came to these paintings after returning to Venice in 2000, after living in New York City and in Long Island for 15 years. So there's when you go to see this survey of work, you'll see the before and after, so to speak. And coming back, he had the challenge of really making art in the town where his father was so prominent. These have something to do with light and space, the kind of 1960s art movement so associated with this area. But really, he made it his own.
In what way? Well, who were his influences, and how did that all change when he moved back to California?
Well, one thing that happens here is you see that he made these canvases shaped like Cinerama projection screens from the 1960s. They're really large, and that concave surface gives them a kind of a dynamic quality. Plus, he uses these searingly bright acrylic colors. And one thing I've learned is that this is not an easy process. They're sort of poured on there, but everything has to be sort of instantaneous. There's no going back and fiddling around with a little brush to make it right. If it doesn't happen the way he wants it to happen, then it has to sort of be started afresh.
It's almost like a chemical reaction that happens when all the paints gather together on the canvas.
That's true. And he's very interested in that chemical nature, alchemy, science, math. He seems to have one of those minds that can do both, be interested in both parts, what they call their left brain and right brain qualifications. And in this show, you'll see how he's just pushed and pushed and pushed the boundaries of what are possible. Some of these paintings actually look like they're going to vibrate right off the wall, the sort of the ultramarine against the bright tangerine orange. He'll use luminous colors that sort of have a glittery quality to them. They're really very dynamic and quite wonderful.
An artist in his own right. Well, Andy Moses' work is on view at the Pete and Susan Barrett Art Gallery, Santa Monica College, through March 25th. Hunter Drohojewska-Philip with today's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.